Hello and welcome to episode 6 of ASP.NET Monsters. This is production code capital N0, and in this episode we're going to be talking about the options pattern.
Yeah, this is a really cool pattern that Dave and I were keyed into by one of the ASP.NET team members, Ryan Nowak. We had a chance to do some coding with him the last time we were in Seattle. And this was a kind of a cool thing. First of all, I want to show, we were looking at options and configuration values in the previous episode. And in this one, I just wanted to show how we would go about building out our own set of options. And in this case, I've got a file called monstersettings.json. And so I've just appended that in. We've just chained these together. And I've got a simple JSON file that I've added to my project. But I've also created a corresponding class, and this is something that we typically do inside of an application where we would kind of just use it to house our values that we're going to be using throughout our site. And in this case, I'm using the site name. So I've got this guy here, ASP.NET Monsters, and I want to show it on my index view as an example. So what are all the plumbing pieces that we need to do? First of all, we have to have the configuration value stored somewhere. We need to load it into our application so that our application becomes aware of it from just a configuration value perspective. We also want to hydrate it into a class, so that's where the options pattern comes in. And then we're going to use that kind of approach, and we're going to inject that into our controller and get our actual object with the values that we've specified in configuration. So here's our.
So you've always been able to do custom configuration settings in ASP.NET, but it's been like there's a lot of friction behind doing that, right?
There can be, and you know, there has been little guidance on where the pieces go, I think, and so there's always, you know, like from project to project, you see it happen in a different way, and so this is just a nice way that's part of the framework. It's already been demonstrated by the ASP.NET team to work, and it's a decent pattern, I think, and it works really well. So I have this JSON file, which we've already added. So the values are now set inside our, you know, the builder is aware of our these values that we've got. The next thing I have is this class called MonsterSettings with a single property that does match the name that I've got in the MonsterSettings.json. So we've got MonsterSettings and we've got SiteName. Now this is important because this is a section and I've got a property in here. You can think of it as a property in this object in the JSON model here called SiteName. I want to load the section and I want to hydrate all of the values. So how do I do that? Well, after I've added it to the builder, in my services, I add this configure method, and it's, you know, it's a generic here. And then we've got this method called get section off the configuration object, where I can actually say get the section called monster settings. Now I can add in as many sections as I want to into this JSON file. So if we go back and look at our monstersettings.json, I could keep adding sections in here, and we can create as big of a graph as we wanted to. Likewise, if I had properties that were about my site or display properties, I could group those into an object and I could build that object graph. And my class could be much more complex than just a simple key value pair. It can be whatever I need it to be. Anything that's serializable as JSON. And then I call configure. And this is again into my services. So this is taking part in the default dependency injection pieces, the plumbing that sits inside the MVC framework. And I'm configuring an iOptions of type monster settings. Now it's important to know that, and that's kind of why it was hard. Like I hadn't seen it before. I hadn't come across it until it was pointed out explicitly. And it's important to know that because it can now be injected into my controller. You can see this is dependency injection just like we know it from anywhere else. But when I've configured it this way, it's going to be an iOptions of type monster settings. And then I'm just going to pull the value out of it, and that is the actual hydrated object with all of those properties set. So when I run my application now, it will actually be populated. I'm going to pop over to my view really quickly here. And you can see I've got the view data set to web application. And when I run the application, this is going to be what is actually displayed inside the title bar for the toolbar for my site. So pulling this up, get my spinning wheel waiting for localhost. If you guys have something exciting to say now, that would be really cool because this is taking a long time to load. Simon's muted, so I think he's trying to say something interesting, but
I am trying to say something. We are absolute experts at this podcast. Yeah. So I was saying that it's really nice to have this functionality that you can have a strongly typed object that has your configuration settings in it, so that if you make a change to the name of a variable inside your configuration, you no longer have to hunt through a bunch of magic strings inside your application to figure out which ones have changed, which ones haven't. So this is something that I used to do with a T4 file. So I would use T4 right. to reflect over my configuration file, and from it I would pull out like a strongly typed class, but I don't have to do that anymore now.
Exactly. And I like how you can just do like bite-sized pieces of your config, right? You know.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's JSON, so you can use that handy paste JSON as class thing to create that class initially.
Absolutely.
That's a good idea.
Right. That's a great idea. Okay, so all I'm going to do now is in my view. I'll go back to my home control and I'll show you what I did. I just took that options value and I saved that as my monster settings at the class level here. And then I set my viewbag.sitename. Now I do not want anybody to go away from this video and start using viewbag. Let's not do that. I just wanted an easy way to throw this around. So I threw that into my viewbag.sitename, and in my index now, I'm just going to pull that view data title value from the site name that I put into the view bag. I'm going to save this. We'll pop back over here. I'll refresh it. And there it is, ASP.NET Monsters. So now it's actually pulling that out. So that's that whole chain. The configuration was already loaded up and all of those things. And you can see I didn't have to recompile the application or anything because that value is there. I was just changing the assignment in the razor. So that value had already been loaded up. So that's it in a nutshell. I think it's a pretty cool way to pack our properties together, and as you both said, you know, making it something that you don't have to do custom every time. It's something that now is really it's there and part of the framework. I think it's pretty elegant. Okay, Simon's muted again. We are experts. We're going to use the hashtag experts.
Yeah. We'll just right. I really got stuff muting. So I was asking if anybody won our contest yet.
Oh, no, nobody has won the contest yet. No, still accepting entries there.
We will have to continue along, waiting to see who figures out our secret puzzle. So, unless there's anything else, we will see everybody on our next episode of ASP.NET Monsters, where I will learn to use the mute button.
Okay, cheers.
Bye. Thanks.